he said, are the issues of life. Verse 24, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips far from thee. Let thine eyes look wide on and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Keep your eyes before God. Keep your eyes before God. Keep your eyes stationed on the word. Our pastor teaches us, bishop teaches us, that God and his word are one. They are the same. We can trust this word. We can trust God. Another wisdom scripture that you can study and meditate on, and there are hundreds probably, but you read the book of Proverbs, you'll get a lot of wisdom. Proverbs 8:6-8. And I really like this chapter, but I just limited it to this, these three verses. It says, hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Listen, you can say what God says. You can say what the word says. I speak the right words. Have you ever caught yourself saying something you know you shouldn't say, and then you went ahead and said it and wish you had not? So always keep the word of God in front of you and in your heart. Let it come out of your heart and out of your mouth. But if you get off, then get back on the right track. I went to Tupelo yesterday and I missed a turn and went somewhere and had to drive way down to turn before I could turn around and come back, but I didn't keep going. I didn't keep going the wrong way. Don't keep going the wrong way. Keep putting the word in your heart. And as a matter of fact, I needed some gas and I couldn't have gone too much further without stopping getting some. So thankfully I found a place to turn around before I got too low and was able to fill up. And that's what you need to do constantly. If you find yourself running low and you find yourself getting edgy and irritated and not using the wisdom of God, fill back up with the word of God. Verse 6 again, hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. You know, doubt, unbelief, things contrary to what God says, that's an abomination to God. There's one scripture says, yeah, six things God hates, yeah, seven are an abomination unto him. Don't have time to read those. And then verse 8, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing froward or perverse in them. So let's take these verses to heart and start saying, I say what God says. Girl, no, be quiet. Say what God says. And that is the word of God. You'll have the wisdom of God. You'll know what to do. You'll go the right way. You'll say the right thing. You'll do the right thing. You'll keep pouring the word into your heart. You'll be wise. You'll know how to spend your money. You'll know how to earn your money. You'll know how to put healing words in your heart and that it affects your body. It says it's health to all thine flesh. Then in James chapter 1, starting with verse 2, we're talking about getting the wisdom of God, and we all need the wisdom of God to operate in life, and we know that it's all connected with faith and love because it's part of the word. It's part of who God is. Verse 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, see, I don't lose my joy because Jesus gave it to me, because some temptation or some problem comes my way. I'm going to talk a minute about our building, and they got the carpet all wrong. We can't lose our joy because they got the carpet all wrong. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. I'm patient because I know God never changes. He won't back down. He doesn't lie. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why I can count it all joy when trials and tribulations and troubles come. That's why I don't worry and I don't fret, because they are not going to change the situation. They may change me and get me all uptight and in knots, but I can keep the joy of the Lord. So he said, count it all joy. He said, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. How can that be? Because I'm trusting God with all of my heart. I am not leaning to my own understanding. I'm acknowledging him in everything I do. I am being joyful in this temptation. I'm knowing that I'm learning patience to wait on God. And I am learning to continuously, even though it seems contrary, to look to God. Perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Back down to their wisdom now.